Thank you for holding. My name is Brisa. I'm the supervisor over the floor in the fire department. Can I have your first and last name, please?
My name is Peter Tran.
Thank you.
You are.
And what is your shipping address for security purposes, please?
What is security? What is it?
Can I have your shipping address for security purposes, please?
Okay, my address is 2008 Robert Street, Anna, Texas, 75409.
Thank you.
You're welcome. First of all, what is your company?
Well, I'm a customer service agent at a call center where we have more than 300 companies and more than 300 lines. Can I have your shipping address for security purposes, please, one more time?
2008 Robert Street. R-O-B-E-R-T. Robert Street.
Thank you.
Anna.
Thank you, I see.
Okay.
Thank you. And your email address is P-E, your first name. Let me see. Your first name, your last name, 1947@gmail.com.
Yeah, what is my full name is Peter Tran 1947 or P-T?
Peter
what?
Tran
yeah.
1947@gmail.com. That is your email address, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so because a CR note was in on October 16 for $39.89 for a meal plan app. You're saying that you never placed the order, correct?
No, no, no. But what merchandise? What merchandise is that?
It's not a merchandise, sir.
What
it's an app that you download on your phone for weight loss.
For what kind is that? Well, you charge it $39.89 for what is that?
That is the monthly membership of the meal plan app.
No, I never membership. I don't enjoy everything. No, nothing about that.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, because you're saying that you didn't place the order, I'm going to file this as fraud. But I want to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud are full for a pending investigation. False claims or fraudulent charges may result as penalties, such as a fine. Will that be okay?
Okay. Right now, if you charge me October, November, December, January, February, so what you charge 4 months?
An app that you download on your phone for weight loss or for a healthy lifestyle.
So what can I do now? What can you do for me now? You erase all
what I'm going to do, because you're saying that you didn't place the order, I'm going to file this as fraud. But I want to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud are full for a pending investigation. False claims of fraudulent charges may result as penalties such as a fine. Will that be okay?
Okay, so what is your company number? What's your your phone number? What address?
I'm sorry?
What is your company, your address, and company name? Okay. I go to the court. While you bill me, I do nothing. I don't.
Okay,
know nothing.
So that's what I'm saying. Because you didn't place the order, would you like me to do an investigation? I'm the supervisor in the fraud department.
Okay, your full name, please.
I'm sorry?
Your name, please.
My name is Brisa, B-R-I-S-A.
B-R-I-S-A. Brisa.
Correct.
And last name?
My last name is not a requirement, sir.
Not a requirement. What is your number?
What is the number of the company?
Yes, and your phone number?
I The phone number of the company that's billing you, sir? The one that you're calling in right now?
Yeah, why you talk to me, but you don't have a phone number, you have a company name, everything. Just only the first name only.
The number of the company is 877-646-2263.
Hold on. 877, what else?
877-646-2263.
2263? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And the company name is, slow down, can you spell for me?
It's topmealbalance.com.
Topmealbalance.com. Balance.com. So, but I in my banks, they say 855.
I'm sorry?
Right? That is the top wellness care com. That's your company name too? I saw in the bank. My credit card.
That is the merchant's information. We don't have control over the merchant ID, how it can show under your bank statement, because we're a call center where we have more than 300 companies. The name of the company is topmealbalance.com. That is a site
okay.
that is billing you.
Okay, right now I would like to you refund every money you withdraw my bank. My
will you like me to
card.
File the claim because you're stating that you didn't place the order?
I didn't.
Okay, so give me one moment and let me file the claim, sir.
And can you email to me?
Give me one moment.
Okay.
Okay, so what I have done, the account is canceled. Flagged as fraud, so nobody will be able to reopen this account back up. The claim has been sent over to your local police station so they can verify the IP address on the account. On my side, what I have done, I have issued you 3 full months of refunds. That is for February, January, and December. When the investigation is complete, the other 2 refunds will be assisted to you.
So you say again, you say a refund, what month, how many?
February, January, and December. Until the investigation is through, then we will assist you with the other 2.
So when you refund the last month, right now or when?
3 to 5 business days, sir. You'll receive the
okay.
refund.
And the other...
So the other 2, when the investigation goes through, we will assist you with those. We have to complete an investigation first.
Okay. And I very, very sad for to hurt that. I never, ever know about that, your company. But okay, can you email to me, please?
You receive an email, yes, sir.
Okay, please.
Okay, well, thank you for calling Customer Care. Hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.